Kruzoff is home to the dormant cinder cone, Mount Edgecombe, that looms over Sitka Sound, but there's a lot more to this island than scenery. There's the volcanic field itself, the black sand beaches, some of the region's most productive salmon fishing just offshore, giant stands of timber, and unfortunately, a lot of damage.
Like a lot of places that have been harvested in southeast Alaska, Kruzoff went through some clear cutting, and starting in the late 50s through the 70s. There wasn't a lot of thought put towards salmon.
Chris Leesburg is a biologist with the Sitka Ranger District.
And so we have some stream issues out there. We have some forest stands that are approaching what we call exclosure, that exclosure stage. So we're looking at potentially doing some wildlife treatments to help the understory development. We're looking at doing some stream restoration to restore some salmon habitat. And on top of that, we have a huge recreational component out there. There's a lot of people from Sitka that like to go out there and use the old logging roads for ATVing. We want to include that in our potential work out there.
Kruzoff Island is a prime candidate for forest restoration, a strategy for rebuilding the forest economy developed early in President Obama's first term. Restoration requires finding and involving partners in developing projects, and it's easier said than done. Ray Friedlander with the Sitka Conservation Society says a stakeholder group first organized in 2009 to look at biomass energy prospects on Kruzoff and didn't get very far.
But they came together and realized that there was a disconnect between what the public was seeing and communication with the Forest Service. And so it was almost felt like there were these bubbles and there was no dialogue happening between. And so the Collaborative Stewardship Group came together in an effort to work with all of the stakeholders in Sitka to kind of make conversation happen.
Collaborative stewardship is more of a process than an entity. The objective is to foster discussion around forest projects that have the long-term sustainability of the community in mind. It's taken a while to get to this point. Andrew Tomes, the executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society, remembers when things were quite different.
You know, I think back a decade ago, and folks in Sitka were protesting the Forest Service for not listening to their comments and, you know, putting on street theater in front of the Forest Service, shredding comments that they submitted. And now we're at a point where the Forest Service really wants to hear public input and wants to know, how do you want to see your public lands managed? Mm-hmm. What are priorities for you? How do you benefit from this landscape and our work? And how can we better work together to prioritize this stuff?
Right now, there are no bad ideas for Kruzoff. The Forest Service's Leesburg says that the agency is interested in getting the public thinking about what work should be done on the island before the collaborative planning process formally starts with a meeting on January 16th of next year. He says that some possibilities are already on the table.
One idea that's been proposed is a bear viewing area in Iris Meadows. And through the collaborative group, I've learned that there's interest in that.
Once projects have been identified, the Forest Service's traditional planning process kicks in. The projects have to be vetted with the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, the Tongass Forest Management Plan, and a traditional public comment period. Leesburg says that a relatively straightforward project like a bear viewing area could be reality as early as 2014. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.